They play on their own. They come in and play twice a week. But, you know, I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons since I was like 13 or something like that, if I really think about it. It lets people think, and a lot of the people that do play, you know, I feel have, I'm not going to say are smarter, but have pretty good sense of intelligence. Like, hey, if I, you know, they look at things differently, I guess the best way to put it is. You know, like in-game, the one time we had the guy make a flying carpet bomb out of, you know, magic carpet that flew, and this one spell that no one ever thought of before. But because he thought of things differently, he was able to do that in-game. You know, now he's a computer tech, and he's good at it because he thinks of things differently.
That's great. Did you read that New York Times article in January about their whole Hearts and Minds campaign by D&D, Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have time to read the New York Times.
Okay, well, you know, this is my research.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
I just put in Dungeons & Dragons, and what they're doing is they're basically having as much input from people because of the backlash of changing the rules from being a storytelling role-playing game to a killing game, and then everyone, like you said, Pathfinder,
yep.
Everyone rebelled, or, you know, there's all this. So they're trying to take input, you know.
Well, right now, Wizards of the Coast, they have an open, not officially, but several months ago announced unofficially that they were working on a new Dungeons & Dragons version, 5.0 or 4.5. No one's really sure. Recently, they officially announced that they're working on a new rule set. They won't say what it is, but if anyone wants to be part of a beta version, you can sign up. Random people out of the beta will get the base rules, the beta rules, and they want input. So, I mean, if some people are interested, go on to, you know, search Wizards of the Coast or Dungeons & Dragons. You know, and it's simple as your name and email, and they'll email you back.
Just to interrupt our guest, Steve Kerwin Jr. from Kerwin's Game Store on Main Street in Catskill, New York. It's 4:32 on Wednesday afternoon. You tune to WGXE 90.7 FM, the Wednesday afternoon show. Matt Bua, Ron Diamondstein, and Peter Krug. And we're continuing our conversation with Steve. Regarding his store and the prospects of small business on Main Street in general. And I actually just wanted to just ask a somewhat more specific question about actually running the business itself, which is how do you feel your store fits in with possible revitalization of Main Street? And have you gotten any positive or, for that matter, negative help or lack of help from any government authorities? I mean, has anyone reached out to try to encourage you or, you know, throw obstacles in your way in terms of getting things going?
On the Daily Mail website, which is the full Daily Mail if you look at it, there are several people that are pretty upset that I closed a landmark in Catskill, Van Gordon's. Not as much Looking Pretty, but Van Gordon's, which has been a stationery store for Catskill for many, many, many years. And I went to write a reply, and I think it was fate because the computer messed up and it didn't send my lengthy response. Probably better for me because I kind of went on a tangent in it. But I really thought about it, and Van Gordon's was for sale for 4 years before I even looked at it. No one approached them at all. They didn't have one person look at the building. If it was meant to be, somebody would have stepped up and said, "Oh, let's keep this landmark going."
Just to interrupt, since obviously this is just about when I moved to town. When I came to town, the going out of business sign just went up at Van Gordon. So they were trying to sell the building itself, or the business, or
the business or building, okay. However it was.
So they were theoretically planning on trying to excise
for 4 years.
For 4 years.
Okay. Yes, you know, and that was, you know, on real estate for 4 years, and it was varying prices, and they put it up and down, and, you know, and I talked to Tom Thornton and Jane Thornton a lot, and they were ready to retire. You know, they were starting to get tired, and they just want to enjoy before it's too late for them to enjoy the last. You know, because they're, even though they're older, they're very young spirited, and they just want to go and enjoy. They went to China, I think, for 2 weeks, and to Beijing, just went sightseeing to China. And, you know, if they were any older, they wouldn't have been able to enjoy it as well as they could now. And they were, you know, it was ready to go on. It, you know, Jade and Tom Thornton, they owned 6 or 8 drive-in movie theaters. They still own the movie theater in Saugerties. They used to own the movie theater right here in Catskill. And they've been selling off pieces as they wanted more time for themselves because they've worked hard for many, 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 many years. They had no problems closing it because they were ready to move on and no one else wanted to take the Van Gordon's name and go with it.
Sure, okay.
You know, is that my fault? No. Tom Thornton took immensely immaculate care of those buildings, which is why I bought them. You know, the buildings downstairs are near almost finished. They're perfect for what I need downstairs. The upstairs building, I have no problems. Anyone above and beyond, all the maintenance repairs on every part of that building. He built half that building from the back, and he made sure everything was done top-notch. And it made people feel, you know, safe, secure. I had one problem with younger kids being kids, and, you know, I called up, hey, come down. They're like, oh, I already know who it is because somebody else already called, and they were there in literally a minute and a half. So the Catskill Police Squad has actually been doing very, very well. I'm very happy with them. Like, I told the chief that, you know, I got a ticket in front of the building. He was like, oh, I'll take care of it. You know, you're working on the building. Because when I was still working, I was like, no, I don't mind paying the $10 parking ticket because you guys do a really good job. He's like, so if I wasn't doing a good job, you want to pay the $10? Like, actually, yeah, if you weren't doing a good job, I wouldn't want to pay you the $10. So he had a good laugh, you know, about that. But, you know, I feel they're doing well. They're always around.
Okay.
You know, crime is overall, from what I've seen, is pretty zilch to none.
Yeah.
You know, they do their job.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. We just wanted to...
Cool. Well, you know, we should wrap it up. But when do you hope to have the first family night, or is it something you're kind of working up to?
The library, the game library, is always open. Right. So anyone that wants to stop in and they just want to take one of the games, sit down and play it, or if I have a staff available and they're not doing anything else, like another event or anything, they'll more than happy to sit down and play most games. Not everyone knows every game, obviously, but a lot of them know specific games. There's like Dominion. It's a new type of card game. I call it a board game, even though it's only a deck of cards. It's called a deck-building game because you start with a small deck. And within the game, you buy cards through cards that you've laid out, and you build a deck, and that's how you win. And it's an interesting concept. I call it a board game because you don't have to buy anything else. It's all you buy, you know, $50. Here's your box thing of cards. That's all you need.
Right.
You know, and it's like a board game where in that sense. But, like, that game, it's called Dominion. The staff loves it. They play it whenever they can. And they have several expansions, so they turn a nickel and dime me into opening new boxes, but I've been opening one every so a month. They want to open all of them right now, but I said no.
Nice. But, okay, I mean, but what if? Is there going to be an event, like, just to see how many people, how wide of a range of people you can
get?
Yeah,
I mean, right now it's on the back burner because I have that Yu-Gi-Oh! Regionals coming up. I have the next Magic
Second. When's that exactly?
That's in April.
Okay.
But I need to start planning that event now. I got to get with some of the local hotels, motels, to see if we can put up some kind of discounted arrangements because there's going to be people literally traveling hours to get here, and hopefully we can work out a deal.
Nice.
With one of them. Mountainside Cafe they just opened. They deliver, and they are phenomenal.
That's great.
They're really good. They're one of the few places actually open at deliver in Catskill until about 6 o'clock. So, because of that, like we were saying before, they actually see a lot of business between the 4 and 6 o'clock when people start getting hungry. And they want to eat before a tournament starts in the store.
Right.
So, they're getting a lot of deliveries, and a lot of times we'll call and it's like 15-20 orders from all the people sitting there, and they're like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
So, like, I'm overwhelming them, but it's a good overwhelming, they say.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And, you know.
And if you don't know, they're in the little, I call it the Bermuda Triangle, like in the Walmart.
Well, Jerry's Deli used to be there.
Right.
You know, so.
It's a tough little place. It's
hard. Yeah, you have to kind of look for it. Yeah.
But now there's a nice Mountainside Cafe there for you people out there, you know, stop by and check them out.
So they have coffee. I don't drink coffee, but they have all kinds of coffees they have there.
No, but
they have a homemade sausage there. It's phenomenal. Like one of my staff got it once, and I was hooked.
And you were seeing there is no remuneration between
no,
you.
No,
like
no, no. No, we just ordered before from them, and I was thinking about that sausage.
Right. No, no. But I think the general idea of this is that this is part of how the process works with a small business, a small town. I mean, it's just helping one business success leads to another business's success, and it cascades along, and that's what you hope for.
Definitely.
I mean, if you weren't there, then there wouldn't be the 20 orders between 4 and 6 p.m., and perhaps the Mountain Star Cafe would be also in danger of closing, etc.
And also wouldn't be bringing people into Catskill because, you know, like when I was talking with Vincent Seeley, with the times he stops in, you know, he asked about the tournaments, and I said, well, I'm going to have people coming in from other towns. And his big thing was, how do I get them to go to the your neighbors? I was like, that's up to my neighbors.
Right.
You know, I can, you know, I can help, you know, where I can. Like, hey, just so you know, we have, there's T-shirts or there's coffee next door or whatever. You know, whatever the next guy is selling or promoting or, you know, whatever service they have. But, you know, I can't do everything for everybody. They have to come out and, you know, I don't mind helping other people. I don't mind cross-promoting, especially because I have such a niche market. I don't really have much competition here except for Walmart, and most people rather shop local. You know, I have a lot of people that come in and say, hey, I'd rather spend the extra $2, you know, and come in and out and have friendly staff than go to Walmart, have to walk all the way in the back to either toys or electronics, then get to a register, and then have to wait for somebody with a little magnetic key because only one person has an entire store.
Okay.
And then I get, you know, thrown in a bag and get told to get out.
Right.
So.
Right. Buying local, keeping it local.
You know, and then because of that, like, I have 11 employees now. That was the other thing about Van Gordon's is Van Gordon's had 2 employees. I took them on. I took both of them, Marie and Cheryl. They're awesome. They're my favorites right now. I took them on, and then I took on another 9 employees.
Wow.
And I have a stack of applications just waiting. And, you know, like a couple of guys, it's almost – it sounds weird, but it's almost like a social status upgrade because they're working at one of the coolest jobs around now.
Exactly.
And they're, you know, they're like – they'll do anything. You know, I'm like, hey, guys, we got to make sure we're doing this and this and this, you know. And by the way, later tonight, make sure you also demo these games. Oh, really? I got to play Dominion for 2 hours?
How horrible.
Yeah, you know, so.
Cool. That's really great. I mean, that's just really, really, really great. Seriously. I mean, that's exactly kind of, especially it, just in context, Matt, this kind of information I was really trying to strive to bring out. So you're really doing you have a business, and yet you are, in fact, providing a bit of a public service. I mean, that's just what it's
about. But the whole point, like you said, you know, one hand washes the other. Because I have people coming to my store, Mountainside Cafe and Village. Like, Village sees just as much village as, you know, mileage as we, you know, as Mountainside does. Because I'm open, they're getting extra orders. Now they have another staff member on because on Friday night, they're doing an extra $200 of, you know, meals, you know, and food. Because of that, now the next person's working, which means I have another person coming to the store buying a video game. Which means now I have to order from Mountainside, and I have to order new shirts because I have to hire another employee. Now, Mountainside T-shirts, they do my employee shirts, and they just did the magic wall in there. You know, people love it. Now they have a job. You know, so one hand really does wash another,
exactly.
Especially local stuff.
Yeah.
You know, can local people do everything? No. That's why, you know, there are major corporations. I do believe major corporations play a role in the economics of life. But everything is ground level. You know, I have to order my product from somewhere. Like Magic the Gathering is a corporation. Can one person build Magic the Gathering, the card game? No. They're my bread and butter in sales, though. You know, they account for, like, I think it's 40% of my sales or 60% of my sales.
Wow.
Magic the Gathering alone.
Okay.
They're a major corporation. Without them, I would die. You know. So, you know, everything washes the other as long as, you know, you go around.
Great. Well, thanks, Steve Kerwin. Kerwin's Game Store across the street. Exciting new addition to Catskill's Main Street. And
yes.
Thanks for having, you know, being here. And look forward
you're
to, we'd love to collaborate on, you know, the family night. You know,
yeah, stop in, you know.
Yeah, we'll talk.
You're right across the street, so just
all
stop
right,
in.
Great.
Definitely.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, Steve Kerwin Jr. here at the Wednesday afternoon show on WGXC 90.7 FM.